It's time to start your fun day with an hour of the Gigi Brown Experience.
Sunday morning brings the dawning.
Good morning, Montreal. Welcome back to the Gigi Brown Experience. It is cold outside. It is June 1st, and I'm in a jacket, and I think that that is something to revolt about, because what the heck? That was Martha, My Dear by the Beatles, and hi, hello, welcome. We're going to start off the show with a song that might make my mommy cry, but that's okay. This is Angel of Harlem by U2, because we just watched the Rattle and Hum documentary last night, and it is so good. I've always loved U2. I've seen them twice in concert, which is something I feel very lucky to be able to say. And this documentary was incredible. This is Angel of Harlem with the Memphis horns, which is also super cool. Let's get into it. We have lots of good music. And then later in the second half of the show, or later on in the show, we will be playing the interview I did with Eka back on Tuesday about her brand new album, Phantasmagorica, which is fantastic. Fantastical. Anyways, yeah, that's coming up, so stay tuned. And for right now, just listen to U2 and some new music.
On the ground, near this, I heard the sound of an angel. I can tell that you're tired. Your eyes turn gray, you beg me to be silent. You said I can't read your mind, but I'm reading it just fine. You think you're so misunderstood, the black cat of your neighborhood. Tough luck, my boy, your time is up. I'll break it first, I've had enough of waiting till you lie and cheat, just like you did to the actress before me. Oops, she doesn't even know you won't be missed. I'm glad to see you go. Since we're spilling secrets, does your mother even know? You demoralized, defaced me just to feed your frail ego. When you're screaming at the TV, cussing out opposing football teams, you said I'd never understand the things that make a man of luck. My boy, your time is up. I'll break it first, I've had enough of waiting till you lie and cheat, just like you did to the actress before.
Alright, so that was Tough Luck by Leve. And I play that song because she just announced her North American tour, A Matter of Time. And she's coming to, well, she's going to Laval, Place Belle in Laval, on October 21st. And before that was The River by Charlotte Renaud. And she is playing a show, let me just pull it up here. She's playing a show with like Melanella and all those guys June 5th. I do not have the venue written in my notes, but I will be posting about it. So go check my socials for all the information on that. Her voice is just incredible. So yeah, go check her out. And again, we started this all off with you two, and that was for my mummy. All right. So I met Eka a few years ago through theater, and she was just always something to behold. She had such an incredible voice, even though our auditorium's sound system is really bad. And then I saw her perform with her former band, Passerina Batmanset, and it was no surprise that she was just as magnetic to watch on stage. And yeah, I got to talk to her about her debut album, Phantasmagoreka, and that was really exciting. So I cannot wait for you guys to hear it up next.
Okay, hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, glad to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. I'm glad we could finally make this happen. So you just released your debut album. How does that feel?
Feels pretty awesome. It's been in the works for like over a year, and I told myself by the end of the summer I'm gonna finally release it, and then like a week later I finished it. So I was like, okay, might as well just do it now.
Now, what did the process of making this album look like?
Well, I kind of did like one song at a time. When I write a song, then I kind of get like really in its mind space, and I just like hyperfixate for like 8 hours straight, just recording everything at once and then mixing for like 3 days until I feel like it's done.
That's really awesome. And getting to say you also self-produced your first album is also very cool. So congrats. I'm so curious, how does that work? Like, do you have a setup? How do you produce an album?
I think most of my songs are completely recorded and produced on my iPad. I have a little audio interface and then my microphone. And then I basically do it all in my bedroom. And then the singing in my mom's closet, because that is audio, soundproofed in there.
That's really cool. That's like, it just goes to show that you don't need like full fancy gear to make a really good album.
Oh yeah, not at all. I'm a firm believer in that.
Can we talk about the name for a second?
Yes. Phantasmagorica.
What is the meaning behind that? Is there a meaning behind that?
Yeah, so the word phantasmagorical means like dreamlike and like fantastical and stuff. And I love that kind of, like, I love everything weird and like unconventional and like interesting and fantastical. And then phantasmagorical, I'm Eka Phantasmagorica.
There we go. Perfect.
Very bad play on words.
No, it's good. How do you go about making sure that there's like that whimsy and phantasmagorical effect in your music?
I think it just kind of like comes naturally. I think it's just like the kind of sound that I like. I really like making like soundscapes in my music with how I place audio in different, like in the different ears, and like just making like a big space with delay and reverb and all that. I think the use of space is very magical to me.
It is true. I did notice there is a lot of reverb and like harmonies that I really like, and like echoes. It's really awesome. Have you always been a performer? Does this just come naturally to you?
I've been basically performing since I was young. Not like my own stuff since I was young. I'm not one of those kids who's been on the performing since they were like five. No, I did like dance classes, and I did music classes and like band and school and stuff.
And theater with me, which is pretty cool. Does that have an impact in your music at all?
Definitely. I think you can tell in vocal style, it tends to be very theatery-esque, like my vibrato, like, ah!
Well, I was going to ask, because Silver Dew and Midnight Breezes totally gives off like musical, and like that's the total vibe I'm getting. Was that intentional?
Yeah. So in the title Silver Dew and Midnight Breezes, then there's in brackets entre-acte, which is like theater term for like intermission.
Yeah.
Entre-acte is, it's usually like just like an instrumental that plays before a second act.
Okay.
So I kind of flipped that. That song, it kind of represents like a change in myself and in the music. Because most of the songs I put in like kind of chronological order when I wrote them. Okay. So the entre-acte, well, I flipped it in that it's usually an instrumental, but I went and said, no, I'm going to do fully vocal instead to represent this change.
It was really cool.
This album, I actually kind of structured it like a musical. Yeah, it has like the intro of Let Me In with the little question mark. And then it has an intermission / entre-acte in Silver Dew and Midnight Breezes. And then it has like its big ending song where everything's kind of wrapped up with a bow and you're hopeful for the future.
I was going to ask, like, Goodbye to You as a final song on an album is kind of very poetic and perfect.
Yeah, the song was originally written about my father who passed. Oh. But as I was finishing this album, I was like so much in the past even just a few months, so much of my life has changed. And I want to say like a farewell to that chapter of my life. And yeah, this song, I'm placing it at the end. It felt like the goodbye that I needed.
I see you in the silver crescent, the way your affection waxes and wanes, and I hear your name in nighttime breezes, the goosebumps like a kiss that teases. Please don't forget how you once loved me, don't know how to convince you to want me. Pry apart my vices and virtues, I drown myself before I hurt you. I smelled you in the midnight dew, my desperation only grew. Beaming down I kneel to, I am but a wolf for you. A soundless plea escaped my eye, I've been like this since I was a child. It's easier to just stay quiet, get bit if you dare, speak up while you're crying. Please don't forget how you once loved me, I can't convince you not to leave me. So crying now, silently streaming silver dew and midnight breezes. Please don't forget how you once loved me, I can't convince you not to leave me. So crying now, silently streaming silver dew and midnight breezes.
The song Lovesick, is there a story behind that? Because I was listening to it, and to me, it kind of sounds like someone's calling you sick. Like, was that intentional, like that echo?
I guess. I guess kind of subconsciously, looking back on how I wrote the lyrics. Yeah, well, the story, I think it's pretty obvious. At least it's about a breakup. Right. And after I was broken up with, I was like physically sick for 3 days. And I wrote it while having that awful feeling. And I don't know, it was pretty cathartic to just get that sickness out of me through song.
Yeah, it does sound very cathartic. It is a very like scream-worthy song. And I cannot wait to see that like performed live. I'm sorry you went through that though. That sucks. Breakups suck.
That's life. That's life.
Yeah, that's true. Was there any song that you found was really like difficult to create almost?
I think actually Seraphine was the hardest, just because I think like technically trying to structure it in a way that was satisfying and then also mixing it. I'm still very much like an amateur producer, so like mixing vocals is I'm definitely still working on that.
Right.
Yeah, I think that.
Now for Seraphine, is that someone's name or you because I googled it. I was very curious on what Seraphine is, and that's an angel, right? It's like an angel like thing.
So the whole story of that song, so Seraphine was supposed to be the name of my band Passerine before we chose Passerine, and it is going to be, I'm pretty sure, the name of our EP that is coming out. Yeah, and I originally wrote Seraphine for Passerine, but we never used it, and I was like, I like what I wrote, so cool. I just stole it for myself.
Nice. So you guys have an EP coming out?
Yes, even though we are disbanded. Soon. We just keep saying soon. And when we finish it, it's coming out.
Okay, perfect. Now, can I ask, how does that work if you guys are disbanded?
Sorry, we recorded everything. Basically, I think there's just like a few more guitar parts that our guitarist has to do. And then we're just going to send it in to the producer and then it will be done.
I can't wait to listen to that too.
Yay, me too.
Okay, so you've just released your debut. You have an EP coming out with your band. Like, what's the next step from here?
I'm thinking of getting some live performers to perform with me, like my stuff, and have my own live backing track, because I do really want to start performing solo.
Okay.
But it's always most fun to have a live band instead of a backing track with you.
If you could have a dream backing band, who would it be?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to say Daisy and the Scouts. I love them. My song Seraphine is pretty inspired by their sound.
Okay. So Daisy and the Scouts, anyone else that gave you a lot of influence?
For my song Tamed, I was actually pretty inspired by Hozier and Ethel Cain.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Ethel Cain, and like there's like the deep like growling sound, that like growling bass throughout the whole song. Mm-hmm. Her song Ptolemaia, I think that's how you pronounce it. I loved that like spookiness. Yeah. I wanted to bring to that. And then Hozier's song, oh, there's this one specific song that I cannot think of, but I kind of wanted the feeling of like being stalked in a forest, but like kind of romantically, but you're a little bit scared.
Have you ever been stalked in a forest kind of romantically?
Not that I know of.
Going back to the musical point of things, do you have a favorite musical?
Oh, so many. Falsettos, I absolutely adore. And also Love and Hate Nation, I think, are my top two.
Cool. And did they influence this album at all?
Not really. Not no. really. I think I'm for sure definitely influenced by Mitski. I find very, like, even subconsciously, I've been compared to her so many times. I think she's such an amazing, like, lyricist. Her sound is, it like changes, but it's also just so unique. And I don't know, I kind of want to give that as well. Like, lyrics are very important to me, and I think she influenced me to care that much about it.
Do you have a particular lyric that when you wrote it, you were like, oh, this is amazing?
I probably should have prepared for that question. From my song Tamed, like this, the line that kind of started this whole song was, I spent my days coughing up flowers and throwing up blood. My heart pumped just for you. Yeah, that line, it kind of embodies just like the violent and passionate nature of love and falling in love unexpectedly, and just love in its beautiful violence, I guess.
Personally, I guess this isn't a lyric. This is my favorite song of yours. I really love Black and Wool. It's what I play on my show all the time.
Oh, really?
I find it so beautiful. Like, I find the lyrics really good, but then your voice is just incredible and the guitar is really good. Is there a reason why those two were the ones that you released first? Like, were they just the ones that were done first, or was there a significance there?
Yeah, so those two songs was like last year, or like, oh, like a few months ago or whatever. I got sick and I was just at home doing nothing all week. But I had enough of a voice to sing. So I just wrote two songs and then just recorded them and finished them. And then like those are like impulse songs that I impulsively published, I guess.
That's impressive that they were, like, I really like those. So that's impressive that those were written while you were sick. Kudos to your voice for being able to do that.
Morning lampreys for morning come. She spends nights with her jaw clenched shut. Living days of black and white. Charcoal lungs, coal and smoke. That's not.
Now, you also play the guitar. Do you play any other instruments on this album?
I do bass.
Okay.
I think that's it. Drums are a plug-in. Can't play drums, famously.
Neither. I'm too uncoordinated to do
Oh my
that.
gosh, yeah.
I'm so impressed by drummers. Now, I saw you perform not that long ago with Passerine at Batmalset, and it was my first time there. I think it's a really cool venue, but I guess I'm always curious, my favorite artist's favorite venue. So what's yours? Do you have a favorite both to play at, but also to go and watch shows live?
That's a good question. I think the venue that I've had the most fun at might be Hémisphère Gauche. I love their elevated stage. I love their like pit situation. It's a lot of fun. The staff are really nice. Yeah. Final
Cool.
answer.
Is that the same, like to go watch shows? You also like the vibe there?
Yeah, I just it's a really nice like
Shout out Hémisphère Gauche. Now, talking today on Tuesday, this will be playing on Sunday, but on Wednesday, you're doing like an album party release in Jean-Mons Park, and you're supposed to wear pink. Why pink?
Well, pink is my favorite color, the theme color, quote unquote, for my album, my album cover color. And I mean, I wasn't gonna put the wear pink thing as a rule, but then one of my friends is like, it's so on theme. So I was like, okay, yeah, sure. It's my
Yeah.
favorite color. That's why.
That's cool. I do have to ask about your album cover. It is a very powerful looking photo of singing. What's the story behind that photo? Who took it? Where was it? Like.
So it's a photo of me performing with my band Passerine at Hémisphère Gauche, actually.
Oh,
It's
perfect.
taken by our photographer Baz Lifson. Shout out Baz. Yeah, and then I used that photo actually for my little EP release of Blackened, Woollen, Tamed back in the day, like the raw photo of it. But then I love the photo so much, I decided to edit it and like add some weirdness drawings on it and use it as the album cover as well.
It is a very good album, and it is a very good like start, and I'm so excited to see where you go from here. And I cannot wait to go and see this perform live. Like I said, I just feel like I've seen your voice, like I've heard your voice live, and it's just something to behold. So I can't wait to be screaming this along with you.
Oh, thank you.
Is there anything you want to plug? Just kind of use this as like a free promotion.
I'll plug myself.
Yes.
I am Eka. You can follow me on Instagram at Eka Burst, EKKABURST, and it is at same username on like all social media. And follow my Spotify, Apple Music, all streaming platforms as just Eka, EKKA. Stream my debut album, Phantasmagore Eka.
Yeah.
All right, and we're back. That was my interview with Eka. Like I said, I was really excited to get to talk to her. And please go show her album some love. And I will be posting if she has any shows coming out. But yeah, that was that. We're going to move on now because speaking of shows, the little girl in me got very, very, very excited this week because I saw that Shawn Mendes, my one true love, is back on tour. And I was sitting in a doctor's office and I was just like on my phone waiting. And yeah, I got so excited. I signed up for the presale like then and there. And yeah, I've told the story before, but I got to see him in 2019. And then we had tickets in 2020 when he canceled his tour. As much as I was understanding of why he canceled the tour, I was still very disappointed because I love him and I love his music. And so knowing that he's back, I'm both really excited because like, oh, he's okay to be on tour again. And like, he's okay. He's doing okay. And then also, oh my God, I get to see him. Anyways, I'm rambling, but I was really, really excited. So here's Why by Shawn Mendes.
Opened up my journal to a page. Everything hurts me still the same. Like there's nothing new for me to say. Why? Sweating through the sheets, shaking in bed. Visions of her naked in my head. But I went off and chose myself instead. Why is my mind? I don't know why.
Why? 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 Why?
right, that was Barbed Wire by Honora. I love Closer Than Hell. It is such a great EP, and I am very excited because later today I am hopping on a call with her and going to be interviewing her and finding out more about that EP that I love so much. So make sure to tune in next week for that, because that's going to be very exciting. Again, we started this all off with YYY by Shawn Mendes. Pre-sale starts June 4th. Normal sale starts June 6th, and he is coming to Montreal at the Bell Centre on October 1st. Yeah, I'm very excited. Speaking of shows, I recently got to go see Pool Girl for the first time. I went on Thursday with my friend Kai. It was so, so fun. It was Laura's last show as the guitarist, and so it was a very beautiful night, and I was jumping up and screaming the lyrics so loudly, and then they ended the night with Rebel Girl, and I lost it. Oh my god, it was so good. That was their single release show for AAA, so here is AAA, and then if there is time, I will be playing Your Best by Museums. Alright, have a wonderful day. Please don't get too chilly, and yeah, I hope June is an incredible month for you all. Alright, here's Pool Girl. We'll be right back.
she thought make me for you.